It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Certainly one of the most widely read writers in the world is newspaper columnist Ann Landers. The popularity of her column is due in no small part to the fact that it deals with the actual life situations of people. In one of her columns, Ann Landers tells a very moving experience. A young mother of three children wrote Ann that a recently married couple had moved next door to them. Wanting to be neighborly, the young mother began sharing much of her baked goods with a newly married couple. One day, when she carried a few slices of a freshly baked orange sunshine cake to the couple, the bride handed her an envelope which was sealed and asked the mother of three not to open it until she got home. Back home, the envelope was opened and the contents were a heartwarming surprise. "Do you know what was in that envelope?" the lady asked Ann Landers. 40 slips of paper, and on each was written, "This entitles you to one night out. I will be your babysitter." The young bride, working to help put her husband through law school, found an excellent method of expressing her appreciation for all that her neighbor had done for her. All of us, no matter how poor or handicapped, have something to give. Each has a talent through which we can show appreciation and make the world a little brighter. The carpenter taught that just a cup of cold water given in his name would go a long way in making the world a better place to live in. Do you remember the child story we all heard when we were growing up? The little boy was passing through the jungle when he heard an awful groan. On inspection, he discovered that it came from a lion that had a thorn in its paw. The little lad was afraid of the lion and didn't know what to do. He hated to see the lion suffer, but he knew that lions ate people. Finally, the little boy went over and pulled out the thorn from the lion's paw. Quickly, the little boy scooted along his way. Years later, as a grown man, he found himself cast into the lion's den because of evil men. However, the lion that was supposed to attack him came and licked his face. You see, it was the same lion from which the man had pulled a thorn from its paw years before. Regardless of how it may seem, little kind deeds are not forgotten. They make a very definite and a very favorable impression on those they're done to. And certainly they help even those who do them. If you doubt it, ask the lady who received the 40 babysitting tickets. Or if you can be a child for a moment, you can even ask the little boy who pulled the thorn from the lion's paw. A little kindness given is a little kindness received.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.